Hundreds of men in India have paid to have their legs lengthened. Their surgeon only operates if he believes their height is ruining their lives.
It is the society which makes them feel that, oh, you are short, and that's why everything is happening because you are short. The person cannot fight with the society and people around degrading them and creating that your height is a stigma.
But this cosmetic surgery is far from risk-free.
The most dangerous cosmetic procedure, I would say this is it.
ये बीमारी से मैं कभी उभरा ही नहीं। आज तक वो टेंशन है ही मुझे। मैं तो सोचता था कि मैं कहीं मम्मी को मैं बहुत बोलता रहा, मम्मी मुझे एक कुछ अच्छा पॉइजन दे दो कि मैं मर जाऊँ।
Should a highly invasive procedure developed to correct deformities be used for cosmetic reasons?
My name is Dr. Rama Sareen. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. And now I've chosen my specialty to make people tall.
The operation Dr. Sareen is conducting today involves breaking both his patient's legs.
It's technically called the limb lengthening surgery. And I've been doing it for the last 20 years, but there is a tremendous growth in patients, and they voluntarily come to become tall.
He gets calls from all over the world and all over India from people who believe their height is ruining their lives. 9 out of 10 of them are men.
The best thing is when you interact with anybody, you have to come eyes to eyes. Short people, for them, it's a real stigma. If you are to see your opponent or anybody, whether it is your senior or junior, and if you are to look up, you are morally and emotionally already defeated.
Deciding just who gets the surgery and who does not can put the doctor in a very difficult position.
Any of these people who come, they are a little bit off balance and, you know, emotionally and hurt. And it's very difficult to say no. No, means they don't accept it. A person has come motivated and you say you are not the ideal candidate, right? And they get very upset and annoyed. One fellow in front of me broke glass. One fellow threw a paperweight on me.
Today, his patient is a 36-year-old sales consultant from the suburbs of Delhi.
Hey, doctor.
How are you doing?
Good, doctor.
We have your surgery.
There's a stigma attached to such operations, and he doesn't want people around him to find out. So he has requested anonymity. He's using Amit as his pseudonym.
You're ready for the surgery?
I'm ready for the last time.
If you have any second thought, we can send you back home.
No, doctor, I'm all set.
He's 1.60 meters tall. Not that short by Indian standards, but he's desperate to be taller. And Dr. Sareen is the expert. He's now done limb lengthening surgery on almost 400 people.
We take you by 11:30, 12, wheel you in.
Okay.
It takes anesthesia, then preparation for both the legs.
Okay.
It would take around 40 to 45 minutes for the one leg.
Okay.
We'll be doing a right leg first.
Okay. By when can I contact my wife?
Maybe 4 o'clock.
So will I have access to my cell phone?
Give it to Jijo.
Okay.
So he will...
Okay, fair enough.
Anything else you want to ask?
No, doctor. Okay. Mentally.
Okay.
So,
Okay. Okay. Chalo, see you in the OT.
Yes, doctor.
Amit has a new job in the United States and is convinced that to be respected, he'll need to be taller.
Everyone around me is tall. You know, they're like 5'10 or 6. That is something which always remains in your head, I guess. But now, US, from professional and career point of view, I want to take this chance.
Amit has no family or friends at his bedside.
So not a lot of people know about it. My wife doesn't know how invasive this surgery is.
His wife thinks he's having surgery for tennis elbow.
Once they see the change has happened and there's nothing wrong, that's when they are all okay. Right?
Dr. Serene trained as a salvage surgeon treating emergency cases and conducted more than 3,000 orthopedic surgeries before turning to the limb lengthening specialty. It's the kind of surgery that requires DIY tools more than surgical instruments.
There are only screws, nuts, bolts everywhere, and the inventory is very big. You play with the power tools. I was very good with mechano, where we used to have. And I used to make cranes and trucks and all this thing.
And the contraption for Amit's surgery looks very much like mechano.
See, this is a tibia bone, right? We put a nail from here, right? On that external device, you can see the wires.
An intramedullary nail is drilled into the tibia bone and fixed to frames that hold everything in place after the bones are broken. The rods holding these frames, known as distractors, are then expanded each day following the operation as the bones regenerate to fill the gap. The range of height gain is about 7 to 14 centimeters.
When you're lengthening a bone, the bone lengthens very easily. The muscles are hard. All the research has been done. You can lengthen the muscles by 12 to 15% of your original length of your leg.
It was injured Soviet soldiers returning from the Second World War that inspired a doctor in Siberia to come up with this technique that was later hidden from the rest of the world by the Soviet Union. By the 1990s, Gavril Ilizarov's method was being openly taught at two Russian institutes. Dr. Serene was then training to become an orthopedic surgeon and wanted to learn the procedure, so he enrolled.
I was the only foreigner as a postgraduate student, and that city had never seen an Indian before.
Ilizarov's invention was meant for people born with limb deformities or those involved in devastating accidents, not cosmetic purposes. There are some in the Indian orthopedic world today who frown upon this procedure.
Is it because of low self-esteem, or is it really a genuine need? I mean, a person who is 5 feet, fine. I mean, if he wants to go up to 5'2", 5'3", 5'4", it's okay. A person who is already 5'6", wants to go to 5'9", there has to be something wrong. Any surgical procedure has an inherent set of complications. God forbid, if you end up with such complications, you won't be able to justify if you were doing it only for the cosmetic purposes.
Physiotherapy doesn't scare me. I think that having frames, that sort of scares me.
As Dr. Sarin's team prepares a theater, Amit's getting nervous.
there are moments when you feel that, you know, there is no need, and why do you go through all that hassle? Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, time will tell. But for your own self-confidence, I think a couple of centimeters shouldn't hurt.
Amit has convinced himself that his recovery will be quicker than what Dr. Sareen has outlined.
You are not aspiring from too many centimeters. The recovery is faster. So I might take a decision to get rid of frames earlier as well, maybe in the next 20 days. Human body is an amazing thing, and it recovers, right?
The average height of Indian men was 1 meter 67 tall, 7 centimeters taller than Amit. Indonesians are the shortest. The Netherlands is at the top. The average Indian man is not much shorter than his American counterpart. After the ranking was adjusted last year to include rural areas, increasing the average Indian male's height by more than 5 centimeters to 1 meter 72. Dr. Sareen normally charges $20,000 per operation, much cheaper than the $75,000 charged by American surgeons. The average wage in India is $440 a month, making it exorbitant for most. But demand is still growing. Dr. Sareen actually received more requests in 2020 from people working from home because of COVID-19, as it meant they could convalesce in secret. So what is the perfect height in India? At the DM Stars India talent agency, looks matter.
Hi, my name is Prateek Jain and I am 28 years old. I stand 5 feet 7 inches tall.
I am 22 years old. My height is 5 feet 4 inches.
My height is 5'7".
My height is 5'4".
My height is 5 feet 5 inches.
I stand 5 feet 10 inches tall.
I need more.
Today, these models are hoping to strut the catwalk of the next big fashion show.
This is the perfect match when it comes to height criteria. Agar mostly height 6 hai, to ma'am ki height same match kar rahi hai. Agar mera yahan pe ek female model ki height kam hogi ya male model ki height kam hogi, to mera jo sequence hai wo bigad jayega. Thank you, thank you.
We still look for tall, dark and handsome kind of models. The desirable height of a male model stands to be 6 feet. It can't be less than that. Female model's height needs to be 5'7".
In the next room, they're casting for a movie. Indian society is no different to most, with men expected to be taller than their wives. And nowhere is this more obvious than in Bollywood.
Do you think the character may fit better with his character? As per the script and...
Actor is good, looks-wise, the fair complexion, the height is good, 5'8", around there.
मुझे थोड़ा लुक्स के हिसाब से शी लुक्स लाइक अ मॉडर्न समथिंग लाइक दैट
57 शी इज
57 एंड व्हाट इज द हाइट ऑफ द मेन
लीड 56 इज
56 सो आई थिंक इट विल बी प्रॉब्लम नाउ इट्स
हाइट इज इवन क्रूशियल व्हेन कास्टिंग द स्मॉलर रोल्स
अगर इसके शॉर्ट्स हैं हीरोइन के साथ में एंड प्रॉपर अगर ये हीरोइन से लंबी लगेगी तो व्हाट इज द पॉइंट आई थिंक
सीन 1 टेक 1 एक्शन
Sonu, ruk, mask to laga ja, beta.
You might be the best actor for the role, but if you don't have the right height, you won't get the call.
Bye.
Back at the medical institute, Amit is in the operating theatre. He wants to gain more respect amongst his colleagues and believes this is the only way.
Hello.
36-year-old Amit is about to have both his legs broken. There is nothing wrong with them. He just thinks he'll be more successful in his career in tech if he's taller. So he's getting Dr. Sareen, orthopedic surgeon at the Sri Balaji Action Medical Institute in Delhi, to lengthen his legs.
Very, very small incisions. So now we'll make an incision on the top for the nail to go in.
First, a wire is inserted along Amit's calf bone.
And so that's a perfect place for a nail to go in.
Then the nail is inserted over the wire.
Yeah, nail is gone inside. See, the very first thing is the fibula, which is the smaller bone. That has to be broken, right? So otherwise it hinders in lengthening.
The bone is then broken. Before the distractor that widens the gap a millimeter at a time is bolted to it. Amit's broken legs are now held together with just rods, frames, and bolts. With the procedure over, he begins to come round.
What do you mean?
Okay,
no problem. So all fine, right? I'll see you tomorrow.
It's now that the growing begins as Amit will be shown how to lengthen his legs a millimeter at a time. Height doesn't only determine one's chances at making it big in Bollywood. It also affects the odds of finding the right life partner. And no one would know this better than Suman Taneji, a veteran matchmaker of 20 years. Setting up prospective partners is still very much an Indian norm, and she has witnessed firsthand the importance of height for both men and women.
Sorry, I sent Himanshu Gulati. His height 5'9".
Today, she's helping 30-year-old English teacher Ankita find a prospective husband, with her parents present for moral support.
Actually, there was a lot of discussion at home. Initially, I was not open to 5'9".
Okay.
But then, अब मुझे लगता है कि it's okay. But then मेरे को ये होता है कि अगर मुझे profile देखने से ही short heighted लग रहा है, then why would I go for that person? क्योंकि मैं tall लगती हूँ दूर से. Everybody says अरे इतनी लंबी है
मुझे. You are 5'8".
I'm 5'8".
Okay.
Everybody points to me as tall girl. They remember me as tall, somebody tall.
Yes, 5'8" is a good height.
Yes.
At 1.72 meters, Ankita is tall by Indian standards. The average female is only 1.60 meters.
अच्छा होए बच्चा अच्छी एजुकेशन होए संस्कार अच्छे होन अच्छा उधर फाइनेंशियल बैकग्राउंड होए बंदे अच्छे होन लोग अच्छे होन तो अगर हमें हाइट का
मतलब मेजर नहीं है
तुसी समझांदे
हो. It is one of the factors.
It's not only Ankita who has certain requirements. Most Indian men don't want a tall woman either.
I think if I talk about male perspective, they are a bit egoistic. The men will think, oh, I have to be tall and my wife has to be short. And I think our mindset has been, I think, trained for that. But we, you know, we girls look for a tall person.
Chalo, Ankita, bas is saal ho jaani chahiye 2021 mein.
Requiring a certain height in order to secure a prospective partner is old news to Dr. Sareen. He's heard it all before. Currently, he turns down the majority of all requests for surgery, only operating on about 1 in 100. Their reasons for wanting to undergo the procedure have to be genuine and expectations realistic.
There were psychological issues, right? which they don't want to talk to anybody. You tell them, go and see psychiatrist, go and see psychologist. They say, no, we will not do it. So what I do is I take the all inputs that, you know, why you want, what is the family background, what is this, everything is taken. Then I discuss with my colleagues, the psychiatrist and the psychologist, can I go ahead with the surgery? And if we find any issues here and there, right, we say no.
Even his daughter was tempted. Kamna Sareen was still in middle school when she asked her father to perform limb-lengthening surgery on her.
Everybody told me that, oh, she's going to be so tall because her father's so tall. But I didn't come out tall, and that really hurt. Because I would go to, say, you know, a family function, and they'd be like, abhi to itni si reh gayi. And I would be like, yeah, I can't change that about me. My sister was much taller than me. I was always jealous of the fact that she was taller and I didn't get to be taller. People didn't realize that the more they said it, the more it hurt. And the more it hurt, it made me less confident about who I was as a person. And that's when I started feeling like I'm going into a shell and I started withdrawing. And when my dad told me, you know, there are ways of becoming tall, I started contemplating it and I was pretty serious about it. And I was like, listen, if you can do it for everybody else, why not me? At school, the girls around me had shot up. I was always the armrest between all my friends. It became a standing joke that your father makes people taller, but he hasn't made you tall.
When she was 16, 17, and she would every day get up and tell me that, make me tall, make me tall, make me tall. I said, okay, you finish your studies and we do it.
My father said that we can do it whatever you want. My mom was not okay with it. But then came the actual tussle where he was like, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to be, you know, in bed for a few months. You're going to have to be, your legs will be cut. There will be pain. And that's when I started thinking that, is it really worth it?
She decided not to go ahead with it. A few years later, she became a clinical psychologist and now counsels those who are considering the operation.
She started counseling people not to get it done. So here we have a competition.
In my practice, I see a lot of people who are dealing with their identities that have been, you know, established based on their height. It starts off as something really small, as maybe a comment, and turns into this dysfunctional thought. Or it becomes like an encompassing thought that maybe something is wrong with me. And throughout the therapeutic process, a lot of it is building on shedding these identities that people have given them.
...900 miles south on the outskirts of Mumbai, a young man regrets ever wishing he was taller.
मतलब शुरुआत में जब मेरे साथ ऑपरेशन हुआ, दो तीन साल में बहुत तकलीफ में था, मैं चल नहीं सकता था.
As a teenager, AJ Patel had grown to just 1.20 meters tall and was being teased in high school. So he and his mother decided to seek help. They were referred to a female orthopedic specialist.
एक फीट या एक फीट बताया था उन्होंने मुझे, तो मैं काफी खुश हो गया कि कैसे कोई दवा होगी. मैं बहुत खुश हो गया. तब मेरी उम्र 13 या 14 साल की होगी, यानी एकदम नाजुक सा बच्चा था. बट मुझे नहीं मालूम था कि ये ऑपरेशन होने वाला है ऐसा कुछ. रिंग लगाना बोला तो मैंने सोचा कि रिंग ऊपर से लगाएगी. But वो बोन काटने वाली बात नहीं थी ना. बोन काटना मतलब कि आदमी अपाइज हो जाना. जब मैं काफी हद तक होश में आया, तब मुझे पता चला कि मेरे बोन घुटने के नीचे की बोन काट दी गई. तब मुझे बहुत तकलीफ होने लग गया. तब मैंने ऐसा सोचा नहीं था कि मेरे साथ ऐसा होगा.
The operation cost his family $3,000.
और मुझे बहुत तकलीफ होने लग गया. कुछ दो महीने में इतना तकलीफ में था, चलने नहीं जम रहा था, खाने नहीं जम रहा था, पीने नहीं जम रहा था. मुझे बहुत तकलीफ होने लग गया. इन्फेक्शन हुआ, फिर सेकेंड ऑपरेशन हुआ. ऐसे 3-4 ऑपरेशन किए, तब भी वो नाकामयाब रही. डॉक्टर फेल रही उस ऑपरेशन में. डॉक्टर से बहुत सलाह ली बट डॉक्टर कुछ करने को तैयारी नहीं थी, वो मेरी गलती मान रही थी.
AJ believes that because he came from a poor family, that the doctor and the colleagues she instructed to do the later operations experimented on him.
ये सब एक एक्सपेरिमेंट के रूप में उन्होंने, मतलब वो देखना चाहते थे कि क्या ये बच्चे पर असर होता है या ऑपरेशन के बाद ये बच्चे की हाइट जल्दी बढ़ती है काफी हद तक. मैं बहुत रोता था दिन में रात में, ये बीमारी से मैं कभी उभरा ही नहीं, आज तक वो टेंशन है ही मुझे. मैं तो सोचता था कि मैं कई मम्मी को मैं बहुत बोलता रहा, मम्मी मुझे एक कुछ अच्छा पॉइजन दे दो कि मैं मर जाऊं.
Three years later, AJ was referred to another specialist for his sixth operation.
Second doctor ने किया, जो दूसरे डॉक्टर थे उन्होंने अच्छा ऑपरेशन किया और कुछ मेरे पैरों में कुछ सलिया डाल दी जिसके चलते बोन ज्वाइन हो गए और कुछ एक साल लग गया मुझे, 6-7 महीने चलने में.
He learned then that his lack of growth was due to a bone not growing properly in his hips, and that he should never have had limb lengthening surgery.
तो मुझे पता लगा, वो डॉक्टर ने कहा कि आपके कमर में एक बोन है जो कि थोड़ा सा बाहर आ चुका है, उसे सेटल करना है, फिर से उसी जगह पे सेट करना है. तो अगर वो उस जगह पे सेट हो जाएगा तो आपकी ग्रोथ ऑटोमेटिकली फास्ट बढ़ी.
And it did. AJ now stands at 1 meter 52 tall. He made a police report about the first surgeon, but didn't take it any further.
But यही मैं चाहता हूँ कि उस डॉक्टर को एक सबक मिले, क्योंकि अभी भी वो फ्री है, अभी भी कोई उन्हें कोई डर नहीं है किसी चीज़ का. चल फिर पाता हूँ, बट काफ़ी हद तक तकलीफ मुझे चलने में बहुत होती है, मैं चल लेता हूँ. ये मैं आप जाके समझाऊँ, हाइट तो आपकी बढ़ेगी, अगर आपकी एज कम है ना तो आप टेंशन मत लीजिए, अब अपने 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 सेहत का ख्याल रखिए, नेचुरली हाइट बढ़ेगी, बट आप उससे ज़बरदस्ती मत बढ़ाइए.
Undercover Asia approached the hospital to respond to AJ's allegations. His doctor wrote back, calling them totally false and baseless, adding that the 4 subsequent operations after his initial surgery were to control infection due to the lack of proper pin care, poor hygiene, and his refusal to be readmitted when advised. All the surgeries, she stated, were done by qualified surgeons with sufficient experience, and no experimentation was done. She then forwarded a letter she said was written by AJ in 2015, where he apologized for making false allegations in the media about his treatment and stated he had full faith in the doctor. It appears to have been signed by his mother and have his thumbprint. AJ has since denied ever writing the letter or putting his thumbprint on any document. AJ Patel is not the only one. There have been numerous reports of limb lengthening operations in other hospitals that have left patients crippled or struggling to recover. Dr. Sareen puts these down to improper medical training and inexperienced surgeons experimenting on patients.
Where did they learn? Like the person who is teaching, where did he learn? Did he go to Russia? Did he spend a couple of years there to learn that?
Dr. Sareen checks on Amit as he starts his recovery. His bones are still in the process of growing.
So, how was the night?
Night was
little uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, a little uncomfortable.
I'm fine on the left.
Before the operation, Amit told his wife that he was hospitalized for tennis elbow. She now knows the truth. It's going to be a long road to recovery. It will take another 9 weeks and hours of daily physiotherapy before he can walk again. In another ward, a new patient is being prepared for surgery.
Just measuring your length, okay? So we can plan surgery accordingly.
But it's a new procedure, and one that Dr. Sareen has never performed before. Dr. Sarin's next patient is being prepared for an operation where his legs will be lengthened. He's a 32-year-old Indonesian. Like Amit, he wishes to remain anonymous and is going by the moniker Rahul.
There is many cosmetics surgeries in the world. Teeth surgery, nose surgery, it's only like a few days you would feel uncomfortable. But the most dangerous cosmetic procedure, I would say this is it.
He already had limb lengthening surgery for his lower legs once to correct a birth deformity. That operation left him with the ballerina syndrome that forced him to walk on his toes. Now he wants to be taller. So he's having more surgery, first to correct the ballerina syndrome and then to lengthen his thigh bones.
I've done the most scary looking one, the external Elizarov method on my tibia. I never felt a worse feeling in my life, really.
The operation is costing Rahul $31,000. That's on top of the $18,500 he paid for the previous procedure.
He is hell-bent to get 6 inches. And we had to use the internal device for thighs because we can't use an external device on thighs.
Against Dr. Sarin's advice, Rahul has opted for a magnetic system, different to the hydraulic device he usually uses, and one he's not operated with before. Like the tibia operation, a nail is inserted into the femur, the thigh bone, and the bone is then broken by a plunger. But instead of screws to widen the distance between both parts of the bone, a computerized magnet determines how far the two ends are pulled apart to allow the bone to regenerate.
It's not something that you can just say, I did. Like even like an eye job or nose job is more acceptable, but this is something that's controversial, like I would say like a gender change. You can get judged for it all your life.
Away from the hospital, Kamna counsels 1.72 meter tall Ankita about her struggle to find a husband who can match her height.
Height almost becomes like a selection criteria.
Yes, it is. It is one of the most important criteria. Yeah. Your father is into making people taller. So does he also make people short?
Yeah, there are a couple of people who have reached out to him to become short because being tall has become dysfunctional for them.
I think when you don't find yourself fitting into the crowd, you become the either very short or very tall, and I think you start consider yourself as somebody abnormal and you try to correct that and become normal.
When we look at society at large, it talks about these stereotypes in terms of, you know, a tall, dark, handsome man, which is in one way problematic because people who are short are not any less better, or people who are tall aren't any more superior.
It's been a week since Amit's surgery, and he's not up for talking. His wife did not take the news of his operation well, and he's beginning to realize that his recovery will be slower than he predicted.
Only one thing I cannot manage very well is the mental status. Some people, they crack up like after a week or 10 days, right? So you have to pep them up. So things were going fine till he was the 3.5 centimeters and this thing. And suddenly everything like went wrong for him. The job pressure increased, he could not handle it. So it's normal, it's normal.
The doctor now has to persuade him not to give up and stop the lengthening process, or it won't have been worth the pain. Rahul's surgery to extend his thigh bones is starting. But the team is still trying to study the magnetic device that lengthens the limb.
Now F9. Now we have again when once we are going in surgeon domain, we have to press F3 three times, right?
The manufacturers of the device have sent in their own doctor to help, but even she is studying the instruction manual.
We are doing a bilateral femoral lengthening at present for the cosmetic purpose with the intramedullary nail. It's an electromagnetic nail which goes inside the femur, and there is an external device. A person can lengthen itself every day 1 millimeter. So this is a little technical surgery.
As with the operation to extend his calf bones, a nail is inserted along the femur. But when it comes to attaching the device that will lengthen his femur, there's confusion. The doctor isn't clear just where to break the bone. Fifteen minutes go by. Dr. Sareen eventually decides to make a video call to the manufacturer. 'An operation is underway to extend a young man's thigh bones at the Sri Balaji Action Medical Institute in Delhi, but the procedure has not been done here before. The lead surgeon, Dr. Sareen, is seeking help from the manufacturer of the magnetic implant, the most critical device required in the operation.
So we are doing it 15 or 16 centimeters from distal end. What we don't have to do, look into the magnet or something. Where do we put the transducer right now?
Yeah, so the external remote control needs to be located over the magnet, but the osteotomy position is independent of that.
Yeah, we can go above any level.
Yeah, not too far up, so you've got the oblique locking screws in the proximal end.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
You want to stay about 6 feet away
from that? Yeah, okay, that's done. Okay, cheers.
The incision is made and the nail inserted. Dr. Sareen assures that none of it is guesswork and that the operation is going according to plan.
This is all well planned before only. That we rehearse one day before, that what exactly, what are going to be the steps in that. Yes, there's sometimes like the screw size here and there, 5 millimeters sometimes, it doesn't go inside, that you feel that, like, you know, smaller screw is better or a bigger screw is better. So we change the plan. Otherwise, it's a very stereotype. This thing, we plan it beforehand and exactly do whatever has been planned.
But the delay means surgery on his other leg has to be postponed until the next day. There are no regulations in India as to who should or should not get the procedure. This has led to fears that cosmetic surgery is exposing surgeons to public prosecution.
But nowadays, we have access. I mean, everyone is putting up their videos. And if you look at these videos, they sort of glamorize that particular surgery. So all those young surgeons who are looking at these videos and learning and picking up from them, they only see the best part. You know, they don't have any access to the complications or the things which can go wrong. So that's the reason, perhaps, you know, you are seeing lot more surgical interventions or unnecessary surgeries which are being offered and being done with their side effects and the complications happening. Surgery should always be offered only when it is required, is needed. So if there's a limb length discrepancy, it is absolutely justified. And definitely, yes, you can do anything. And the people, they won't go to the court also, because you understand that, yes, this was something which was in a bad shape and you tried to correct it. Same complication happening in the case of cosmetic limb lengthening. The lawsuits are going to be much more. Well, it's not the function. It is the expectations of the patients which were not met with.
But Dr. Sareen feels there's nothing wrong with cosmetic surgery, irregardless of which body parts are being operated on.
See, in modern medicine, there is no ethics now. Like, means, to be very frank, those ethics days are gone. Then the cosmetic surgery should have been the finished. The half of the population, Asian population, is queuing up in Korea to leave the Asian looks and get into the European looks, and getting cheekbone high and this thing, the eyes broad and thick like Indians. So is it ethical? Or it is non-ethical. See, what are ethics or what are not ethics? It's a very delicate thing, and it's a very thin line between them. I would say it's a personal choice. It's not my choice.
In another Delhi suburb, Dr. Sareen's patients spend months recovering in this guest house. It's here that they grow taller, millimeter by millimeter. Amit's operation was 2 months ago. After initially considering abandoning the procedure, he has stuck with it, but it's been hard.
Stop talking to my family, I stopped talking to my friends, because of course, you have to be in that state of mind. So that was my way of dealing with, you know, I'll get this thing through. So there were definitely more lows than highs.
He had hoped to speed up his recovery time, but instead, he was gaining less height than he had expected. So he asked for the frames to be removed a week earlier.
Lengthening was not going as per my plan. So I said that, okay, you took a decision. It didn't go as per the plan. Let's recover the situation wherever it is right now. Let's get this thing removed.
At the start, he lied to his wife that the surgery was for tennis elbow. She knows more now, but not everything.
She still is in the same, I haven't told her everything. She knows that there was something, and then, yeah, the limb lengthening has happened. So she was asking me the other day, have you gained a few inches or what? So I told her that, you know, I'll get to know once I'll walk. So today, of course, when I'll go, you know, and I'll stand up and all that.
Down the corridor, Rahul has also turned the corner.
Every day I just wake up, have breakfast, and I do some cycling. I mean, ideally as much as you can, but I usually do 20 to 30 minutes. I think more exercise is always better if you can do it while in the lengthening phase. I mean, most of the other patients here come to me and tell me, oh, if it's hurting, is it normal? There are a couple patients here who had complications worse than mine, so that is something that I also can advise on.
With his physiotherapist by his side, Amit is ready to get back on his feet.
Okay.
Yes. First, hand here, okay? Good. Strength kaisi hai?
Strength hai, but beech mein.
That was great. I'm telling you. I mean, I was just praying that everything is normal. Would want to, you know, walk normally, and my wife and my family, they have already started planning, you know, travel here and there, you know. So pretty excited.
Amit gained 3.5 centimeters and Rahul 12 centimeters overall.
These procedures, even though they're safe and they're standardized, what happens is that you look at it as the easy option. I just get a surgery and get it fixed. It's like plastic surgery. It is cosmetic surgery for that matter. But it's coming from a void within. And if you don't start working on that void within, it'll be procedure after procedure and it can become an addiction to some sort. You may have got what you wanted for so many years. You've got the height that you wanted. If you're still not happy, then what?
For Ajay Patel, the same desire came at too high a price. The lesson learnt came too late.
इस जिंदगी से ना मैं बहुत परेशान हो गया बहुत बहुत मुझे बहुत परेशान है क्योंकि मैं चलता ही नहीं था एक ही जगह पे बैठना एक ही जगह पे उठना टॉयलेट भी एक ही जगह पे करना कितना तकलीफ ऐसी जिंदगी किसको मिली किसी को नहीं मिलनी चाहिए मैं तो बोलता हूँ हाँ कोई इतनी बड़ी बात नहीं हाइट ना बढ़े तब भी इतनी बड़ी बात नहीं बस आप अपने अच्छा मतलब स्टडी कीजिए और लाइफ में आगे बढ़िए टेंशन मत लीजिए बच्चे आपको कुछ भी बोलते हैं वो अपने दिमाग पर हावी मत कीजिए